I have a friend in Hibbing who went to school with Bob Dylan and loves to relive the first time he heard Bob Zimmerman perform, 5+ decades ago. This was at a school assembly where Bob did a couple of songs. Afterward, my friend and his buddies moved on to their next class, English, and hammered out a consensus opinion of Bob Zimmerman. Can't sing, can't play, the opposite of tall, dark, and handsome, born to be an iron miner. The English teacher, a generation ahead of them, said they were wrong about Bob's music, but what could she know? Their evaluation mimics a much older, off-the-mark assessment concerning Fred Astaire after an early screen test. From the director's notes on Fred, can't sing, can't act, balding, can dance a little. I saw Fred Astaire on TV the other day in It Takes a Thief, filmed during the 1960s. He appeared to be 1,000 years old. He was not well preserved any which way. His face wrinkled and gaunt and gray. His neck gone turkey, something the foppish scarves did not hide. The forward combed hair, blonde brown, drooped like a glove over the trademark high forehead. And the old guy's ears positively dwarfed every other feature. They were elephantine. Until that moment, my image of Fred Astaire had been frozen in black and white cinema. He's wearing tucks and tails, shiny black shoes. He's trim and tight-skinned, everything in proportion, hair slicked back from the big brow. And the man is just always dancing, whether he's dancing or hailing a cab or standing there. He exudes charm and the potential for mayhem. Also, he manages to look elegant smoking a cigarette. We age lockstep with our stars and heroes, don't we? Though the process seems to happen in parallel worlds, we grow old in our small, private, quotidian ways. They out there in the bright public eye, muddling along on a grand scale, with responsibilities and advantages we don't even wish we had. Then, without warning, unless you're dead, geezerhood. I love knowing Bob Dylan is 70. I might be taking more comfort in this than I ought to. I'm okay with that. My personal connection to Dylan is, of course, the music, not because I love his songs unconditionally, I don't, but every single band I've played in down through the decades has done his stuff. Sometimes we've covered covers of covers. I've rendered Dylan covers by everyone from Peter, Paul, and Mary to Jimi Hendrix to Jericho Harp and Blaze Mackinaw. It's hard to know what the band I was in college would have done without Dylan. I'm talking mid to late 60s already. Without Bob, would we have had a song list? Between you and me, the likes of Jericho Harp would not have touched Neil Diamond. Blaze Mackinaw, scary thought. It wasn't just that we connected with Dylan's outrage and sense of humor and calls to action, though we did. More than that, the music was simply structurally so approachable, you could be doing a Dylan song about 2 minutes after you first touched a flat-top acoustic guitar or harmonica. Robert, here's to you at 70. I'll never catch up to you, but I'm not far behind, and my onlyest goal in life is to stay forever as young as you and to get at least as old. As you put it so succinctly a long time ago, beyond here lies nothing. We're not knocking on heaven's door, but our wheels are on fire, and that's a good thing.